Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll on a
Welcome to the show, folks, and boy, do we have a big week ahead of us. That's right, folks, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live. Live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, and you too can be a part of the action here today. Just pick up that phone, give us a call at 407-774-8255. Our man Abe Katzman is going to join us today. He'll be in Seattle, where he can tell us about the riots that they had there yesterday on May Day, Communist Day. Later on in the show also, John Barros is going to be with us. John Barros with, of course, WhoWillStand.net, the street counselor who stands outside the abortion center downtown on Lucerne Circle. And we're also going to be talking about our brand new website throughout the show today, which I once again invite you to visit at our brand new address, which is AmericanAdversaries.com. We simplified it a little bit, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we souped it up a lot. So check it out, please. All right. Today, we do not have the Rays playing baseball, so we'll have the full 2 hours of the show. But if you haven't downloaded the free app, please do that, because if the Rays ever do interrupt our show, and they'll be doing that off and on during baseball season, you can always use that app to hear us live, because whether the Rays are playing or not, we're going to be here and we're going to be live. And that's one way you can listen to us. Of course, you can always listen to us at am660theanswer.com or go to our new website. Once again, it's real easy. We made it real easy for you. Just go to AmericanAdversaries.com, hit the Listen Live button. You can do that 24/7, and it will give you the live stream coming off of the FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer Rack. All right, so it's real easy, AmericanAdversaries.com, Listen Live. Or if you have the free app downloaded into your smart device, you can do it that way as well. And you got some other cool features you can do with that smart device you can't do on the website. And one of them is take part in the daily poll question. And got a new one up for today, and Nick's going to give us a brief on it right now, and we'll give you an update later in the final tally before we go off the air tonight. And Nick, if you could give us the final tally from Friday's poll that some of the people may not have caught, because I believe the Rays were playing on Friday.
Okay, well, I will find that one in just a moment, but today's poll question concerns the relationship between the United States and Cuba. As you might have heard in the news today, the first cruise ship in nearly 40 years docked in Havana today, launched from the United States, restarting commercial travel between the U.S. and Cuba. So the question today, should commercial travel between the two countries be allowed at this time?
All right. That's the question for today. And once again, you'll have until the end of today's show to weigh in on that. And tomorrow we'll have a brand new one up there.
Right now, it looks like the no's are in a decent lead, 80 to 20%.
Yeah, that's pretty decent lead.
So we will see how that ends up.
What about the last one from Friday?
That was the Mike Pence question, right?
Yep.
I believe, yeah. Well, Mike Pence endorsement of Ted Cruz help, and let's take a look at those poll results. 83% chiming in with a no.
Well, see, in a way, that was kind of a trick question because that really wasn't an endorsement, at least not a wholehearted endorsement that he got from Mike Pence Friday. But that was the final from Friday, and I think our listeners were quite correct on that one, at least the vast majority of you, that it's, if anything, it was too little too late. The polls still show that Trump, all but one poll shows Trump behind Ted Cruz. That's an outlier poll. That poll was taken over 2 weeks, and it's old compared to all the other polls. But we've seen these outlier polls off and on during this primary season, and none of them have been correct. And I highly doubt that this one is as well. Real Clear Politics average of the other polls shows Trump ahead by about 8 points going into tomorrow's primary in Indiana. And he definitely seems to have some momentum on his side. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more in depth with Abe Katzman when he joins us here in a few minutes. But real quickly, Friday, I think it was, I was telling you about a Rasmussen poll. And they do these polls on a weekly basis at Rasmussen. And it's never been as far apart as the other polls. And that this is a steady weekly average poll, I believe this one gives us a clearer picture of the general election should it happen to be Hillary and Donald Trump. And they were asking this head-to-head matchup way back in the fall. And, for instance, in October, this Rasmussen poll showed Clinton beating Trump 41-36. The other polls were much more dramatic than that, but nonetheless, it still showed Clinton defeating Trump 41-36. Now, Friday, I told you that it was 38-38. Well, today it is 41-39. Trump over Clinton, 41-39, and what they did was. It was a little bit different the way they did this poll from this week to from last week. Last week, they gave one more option that they did not allow this week, the option of, quote-unquote, staying home. And I think if you remember, about 15% out of each party said that they would stay home rather than vote for their own candidate. Well, they removed that option from the poll questions. This time you had four options. You had, would you vote for Trump? Clinton, someone else, other, or are you undecided? It came out 41 Trump, 39 Clinton, 15 other, and 5% undecided. So all these people who are running around saying there's no way Donald Trump, he's going to get blown out, it's going to be a 50-state loss, basically don't know what they're talking about. That's wishful thinking on their part. And yes, we're even hearing this wishful thinking from conservatives, the likes of, say, George Will and others. See, George Will let the cat out of the bag today in an article that came out. And, you know, you all know who George Will is. He looks like Mr. Peabody with those glasses on, right? Anyway, he has been an adamant opponent of Donald Trump's from the very beginning. He and Bill Kristol, these self-described, wise men of the conservative movement, they have decided that Donald Trump is not up to snuff for them, see? And the rest of us morons, if we can't figure that out, they're going to show us. So his solution to Donald Trump is, since now it appears more and more evident by the minute, and I mean that literally, that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee for the Republican side, his solution to the Republicans is work as hard as you can to make sure he loses as bad as possible so that it will put us morons in our place. And now, if you think that it would be any better for Ted Cruz, the same thing applies. As a matter of fact, they're talking about this openly. They figure that, well, this election is shot now, so we would rather lose with Cruz. I told you Lindsey Graham saying this 2 or 3 weeks ago. We'd rather lose with Cruz because then it would shut up all them Tea Party types, put them fools in their place. You see, that's what's going on here with these morons. The only problem is, 41-39. Trump over Clinton. This is a realistic number. This is a number that can be easily achieved. And you say, oh, wait a minute. Trump's got all these bad numbers with Hispanics and with women. Yeah, 41-39. As we said on the show the other day, as Mike pointed out and I reiterated, in life as in politics, or I should say in politics as in life, all things are relative. Yeah, Trump may not be the ideal candidate in another year, but in this year, seems as though he is. How about them apples for you? No, nothing's guaranteed in politics. You can't say this or that person's a shoe-in to win or something. I always try not to do that sort of thing because it's a fool's errand, and we were beginning to see that now. And by the way, Trump will be able to do something about his numbers. And I was thinking last night, what would be something Trump could do that would soften the stance amongst women and Hispanics at the same time? And a person's name came to my mind. And no, it wasn't Ted Cruz. It was Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio would bring in women and Hispanics. He would soften Trump's image. They would be, well, I don't know that they would be necessarily the team that Cruz and Trump would be, but I believe that's gone. I believe that option is gone now. The Cruz people are dead set on taking this thing to its bitter end, and even with the handwriting on the wall, Ted Cruz evidently refuses to even accept the remote possibility that he's not going to be the nominee, and though that's a sign of well, someone who's let's just say, not ready to work with other people. And Rubio's had a little while to think about it, and he brings, I believe, yes, Ted Cruz would bring in some Hispanics, but I believe Marco Rubio will bring in more. And I believe, for one, he speaks fluent Spanish. And I believe also that he would bring in women. It's no mistake. I mean, it's no mystery. It's no, I'm sorry, it's no secret that his appeal is strong amongst women. And I believe these two guys could get along with each other. Trump's already made it clear that he's willing to consider Marco if Marco's willing to consider him. So I'm just putting out there right now that Hillary is beatable. She's beatable by Donald Trump. And we may be watching it happen right before our very eyes. How sweet it is. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Abe Katzman from Seattle. Hopefully, he didn't get seared by the riots. Welcome back to the show, folks. Yes, indeed, we do have a very big week in store for you. Well, the nation has a big week tomorrow with the Indiana primary. It's close on the Democrat side. Cruz says it's close on the Republican side, but we'll see. We will see tomorrow. And then tomorrow, of course, we're going to be at the Biz Fest over at the Fashion Square Mall. I hope you're all set to join us there. Wednesday, you may not know about this one. We just solidified this appearance Friday. We're going to be this Wednesday at the Debbie Turner Cancer Center over here in Apopka. I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the show, but I hope you'll come out and meet and help us over there at the Debbie Turner Cancer Center. And, of course, Thursday, Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs, 434 and Tuscaloosa Boulevard, for our Tijuana Taco Eating Tournament. That's our taco eating contest at the Tijuana Flats over there. So you're invited to all three of those things, and I hope you'll enjoy all three with us either on the radio or there live. All right, speaking about live, we now have our man Abe Katzman coming to us live from Seattle. Abe, I hope you weren't out in the rough stuff last night, yesterday.
I started it.
That figures. You troublemaker.
I started speaking in Seattle. You start speaking like a Republican, and they riot.
Well, I was going to say, what's going on up there? You got a communist revolution, and this is after they get the $15 an hour minimum wage, for heaven's sake.
That's right. And if you remember, it was also a Seattle guy. There was that CEO of some tech company who decided he was going to pay everybody $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. And then everything fell apart and caused a lot of resentment. And
I believe he went out of business over it, didn't he?
I think he may have. He may have.
It put him in dire straits. I mean, how many times do people have to try socialism and it doesn't work for them to figure it out? I mean, look at Venezuela. Venezuela is absolutely falling apart. We talked about it last night. There's a waiting line to get toilet tissue down there. I mean, that's bad. When you get to that point, it's really bad. All right. Well, anyway, it was just a bunch of troublemakers making trouble, wasn't it? I mean, they were just taking the opportunity of May Day, a communist holiday, to tear some stuff up. Isn't that in essence what happened there?
That's pretty much what there's a. Seattle, as you know, is a very left-wing city.
Oh, yes.
Or at least a city with a lot of very left-wing people in it. That might be more accurate. Anyway, there has been a tradition for the last several years of a May Day protest, a May Day march. This year, they had the March for Workers and Immigrant Rights. So it tells you something about the orientation. There were a lot of Mexican flags, a lot of people chanting Black Lives Matter, a lot of people chanting Down with Deportation, a lot of people saying Si se puede, yes we can. And that march ended up, as it generally does, it tends to be peaceful. And then afterwards, this unauthorized gathering started. The police knew it was going to happen. But this anti-capitalist march begins, and this is full of anarchists. They were throwing rocks and bricks and Molotov cocktails at the police. But the police weren't having any of this. The police were in control. They developed something called a rolling blockade. They anticipated where the mob was going to go, and they cut off escape routes and managed to steer them pretty much away from the areas of downtown where they could do the most damage, and kind of steered them into the area near the stadiums, which is a more industrial area.
Right.
These are people who are masked. They all dress in black.
Yep.
There was a banner that said, "We are ungovernable." There are a lot of these. There are a lot of anarchists in the Northwest, a lot of them in Oregon. I think that the people who come up here and smash windows tend not to be the locals. And this goes back. Remember, if you remember the World Trade Organization meetings that
yes.
were here, there was the big
yep.
battle in Seattle. We're probably talking 15 years ago already. I hate to say it, but it's kind of a Seattle tradition. What do you do?
Yeah, it's sad that that goes on in American City, but that's where we are in this day and age. Well, you know, it sounded, as you were describing it, it sounded remarkably similar to the protest that was going on outside Trump rallies in Southern California down there. Any connection, you think?
Well, I don't think there were a lot of Trump voters in this crowd.
I doubt it. I kind of doubt it. Well, what do you think about this? I mean, it's beginning to look more and more like it's going to be Trump-Clinton. I don't want to, call this done deal, but it's certainly looking that way.
It is. I have not completely wrapped my mind around it that this may actually happen. It's stunning. And the way things are looking in Indiana, it looks like Trump is pulling further ahead. It's not going to help matters for Cruz that this is an open primary.
Yeah.
And under the circumstances, I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot of Democrats who cross over just to vote for Trump so that the Democrats will get to face Trump.
Well, you know, that's one of those be careful what you wish for things, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say that works either way. I mean, the people, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of candidate Trump is going to be in a general election.
But
I don't
that,
know what we can expect.
But see, that's kind of the whole point. See, because in my mind, the Clinton people would have much preferred Ted Cruz, because you really know what you get, what you got. You got a tried and true argument against that because you know what it is. With Trump, you don't know at all what you're going to get. And that, to me, you know, that creates an element of doubt amongst them that, who knows, could make a difference.
Yeah, it makes it harder to strategize. It makes it harder to plan far in advance, no question.
Yep.
And I think he also, you know, Trump has a good sense of political theater. And he can, you know, there will be surprises and there will be curveballs thrown at the Democrats if he is the nominee. I don't know that that makes him a great candidate, but it will continue to be an interesting campaign, that's for sure.
Indeed, it will be. And, of course, on the Democrat side, it does look like Hillary's the lock.
It does. There's talk now of that somehow, I don't understand exactly how it's supposed to happen, but that Bernie Sanders is going to be able to somehow engineer a contested convention.
Yeah. That's based on the assumption he can somehow shake these superdelegates loose of their, you know, support for Hillary.
Yeah. I don't know why there's any expectation that that would happen. I mean, they were Hillary people because they were Hillary people.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they suddenly cross over.
I think he's suffering from the same, you know, syndrome as Ted Cruz, you know, this sort of wishful thinking taking over for reality. All right,
Abe. I think so. Yep.
All right, Abe, please stay with us. We'll be right back. Abe Katzman, come.
Coming to answer traffic center, some good news on I-4. That westbound I-4 crash near South Orange Blossom Trail has been cleared now. You're still heavy from Anderson to South Trail. After that, South Trail to the Turnpike is slow. Then past World Drive, you're on the brakes, too. Eastbound, it's another story. That crash before South Orange Blossom Trail, still in the road. You're heavy from the Turnpike to Ivanhoe. Lee Road to 436 is slow. 434 to Lake Mary, also slow. And we've got crashes at Old Winter Garden Road at Ivy Lane, Forest City, under Maitland Boulevard Overpass in Altamont Springs. I'm Mick Dolan, FM.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Big. The master of the diamond cutter. A three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Hi, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. When Donald Trump shows up, you get riots. When Abe Katzman shows up, you get riots. Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Abe, there is a Rasmussen tracking poll that has never showed this race between Hillary and Trump as far apart as the other polls have shown it. As a matter of fact, today it shows Trump with a 41-39 lead. Could we contemplate just for a moment that Trump does somehow manage to get himself elected president? Thinking back to that speech he gave last week on foreign policy, how do you think, say, Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to feel about that?
I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Israeli public in general, well, for one thing, they'll hold their breath because they're not sure exactly what it is they're getting, and there have been comments that have been made by Mr. Trump that have kind of gone in both directions, but on measure, I think they'll feel that he's fairly favorably disposed toward Israel. On the other hand, again, you know, Trump made statements that, in a sense, contradicted each other, because on the one hand, he was it was very much a matter of non-involvement, of focusing on America. And on the other hand, it was, well, we're going to crush ISIS and we're going to do whatever it is we're going to do in the Middle East. So
he also,
I don't know exactly what he wants to do.
I
don't know if he knows.
Well, he also said, but, you know, this is the strange world of politics where you can kind of sometimes be both of these things. But he also said that he wanted to be unpredictable and yet, you know, for our allies, reliable. And that seems on the surface of it to be contradictory. But if you got real close allies and you do let them in on everything and things aren't a surprise like the Iran deal, you develop this trust. And if you have the trust, then you perhaps have that reliability. And yet for the adversaries, you keep them guessing. I guess that's what he was trying to say. That was my best guess anyway.
I hope you're right. I think you may have just said it better than he did. And if that's the case, then okay. Again, hard to say. You know, you try to read the tea leaves a little bit by looking at the people who he's been using to advise him. And that, I think, is somewhat reassuring. I mean, you have people like, I know Waleed Faris is one of his advisors.
Foreign policy.
That's not bad. On the other hand, I know he's kind of trotted out a guy who's the general counsel of his corporation, who happens to be an Orthodox Jew, as sort of his, you know, see, I'm a supporter of Israel.
Right.
Happens to be a nice guy. I actually went to school with him many years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? You may get an invitation to the White House, eh? All right. Well, listen, whoever the president is going to be, they are going to inherit some serious problems, of course, here domestically, but also foreign policy problems. And whether a president wants to or not, they oftentimes find themselves caught up in engagements. There's the chaos that's now occurring again in Baghdad, and this is a little bit more troubling because this chaos, it's being promoted mostly by an old nemesis, Muqtada al-Sadr, and this has certainly the threat of undermining the whole political system over there, which has somehow managed to stay patched together.
Yeah, al-Sadr is a Shiite, which, you know, you always wonder how much of a hand Iran has in any destabilizing activity.
Right.
Then again, he also pulled everybody back. He called for calm. He called for everybody to withdraw. Maybe it was just a show of what kind of force he can galvanize if he needs to.
Yep.
The official reason was that there's some pilgrimage there this week. So maybe things will start over again after the pilgrimage. But it's a little hard to say because on the things that they're claiming that they're protesting against are legitimate things to protest against. It's corruption, it's patronage. The prime minister was supposed to replace his cronies with a technocratic government, and he hasn't. And I think they've actually avoided votes by the parliament that would institute that change. So there is legitimate reason to protest, but you always wonder what's going on, especially if it's the Shiites, if it's al-Sadr. They've all got, you know, so many parties there have their own. They've got their own agenda.
Right.
This is not a good government group that's out there protesting.
Well, that's on the horizon for the next president, as is the now once again escalating violence in Syria. And you told me earlier something that surprised me, having to do with the United States' relationship with Bashar al-Assad.
It seems there are a bunch of analysts who are kind of looking at what the U.S. has been saying and doing recently. And it looks like the U.S. is backing Assad, at least in terms of what they're doing in these battles in Aleppo. Apparently, there are a couple of people. There's an aide to Obama named Robert Malley. He wasn't supposed to be. I think the President Obama promised that he wouldn't become a key member of his parliament after it was disclosed that he had met with Hamas members and advocates establishing a relationship with Hamas. That tells you something about where his feelings are.
Boy, I tell you.
Apparently, yeah. So he has, I think, been advocating trying to help Assad. Maybe he's apparently he's being successful. I think the idea is that maybe this way, if they do help Assad, then maybe they can get attention turned on ISIS. But I don't know. They seem to think that they're going to have some kind of Lebanon-style power-sharing agreement in Syria. That's what some of these people are advocating now.
Boy, we have come
not up. That it's worked so well in Lebanon. Yeah.
Haven't we come a long way from the so-called red line in the sand?
Now we're supporting the guy who used the chemical weapon.
I was going to say, I guess if you can't beat them, join them, right? Is that the new foreign policy of Barack Obama? Oh, my word. That's in the Middle East. And then now in Europe, we got some troubling things going on. The right-wing parties, normally known as right-wing extremist parties in Germany, sometimes many of these parties are associated with former Nazis, are rising in popularity because of their opposition to the influx of these Muslim refugees. On the one hand, that must seem kind of encouraging, but on the other hand, quite frightening to people in Israel, wouldn't it be, Abe?
It is a question of just who makes up these right-wing parties. There is naturally in Israel a sensitivity to the more fascist-oriented people in some of these parties. This is the AfD, it's called, the Alternative for Germany, AfG, and they claim, at least, that they are kind of like the, I see them kind of as the UK Independence Party. They claim to be, I mean, they've adopted a very anti-Islam and anti-immigration platform. They want to ban veils. They want to ban public call to prayer. They want to ban minarets. But they're also anti the European Union. They're nationalists. They're against climate change legislation, and they claim to be family values people. And I think what they're attracting a lot of, I think they're attracting a number of conservatives and nationalists who are tired of what they see as a very weak Christian Democratic Party. That's the party of Angela Merkel.
Right.
So I see them, you know, there may be what to worry about, because I'm sure there are some unsavory characters that are in the mix there. But I think that on the whole, they're getting something like, I think they've got support of 13% of the country right now. And that's not just a bunch of skinheads. You know, that's a real slice of the population.
I didn't know their platform was that detailed and that conservative. I can see that there's more to it than just the anti-refugee stuff. But obviously, Merkel went way out on a limb, politically speaking, when she took in so many of these refugees and put them basically on the welfare system there.
Yeah, and they're still coming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see where it stops.
Yeah, well, they can have all they want. Keep them there, I guess, right? Now in Britain, though, in the UK, in the Labour Party, there is a different kind of movement going on. This is definitely got to be troubling to Israel.
Yeah, this has been kind of bubbling up for a while. There has been a feeling that the Labour Party, that the left wing it's really all over Europe, but it seems to be, it's articulated, it's voiced a great deal of anti-Semitism by the left in the UK. And there are all these people now who are in the Labour Party, who are important people, they're elected officials. The former mayor of London was one of them, who just came out and was saying that Hitler was originally a Zionist. they've said that Israel should be ethnically cleansed of Jews, and that Jews should be deported to America, and that Israel is drinking the blood of Arabs in Gaza.
There's
a lot of this kind of stuff going on, and now it's reached a point that people think they have to do something about it, even within the political system in the UK. So there have been a number of people who have said things like this that have now been suspended. But the fear is that these things are said not just because they're far out, but because they're popular. You've got a an increasingly Islamic population. I think the population in the UK is somewhere like I think it's about 12 or 13% now. I know it's over 10%.
Right.
There a lot of them are extreme in their anti-Israel sentiment. So a lot of these politicians will go out there, and there are some people who say if all they do is speak moderately against Israel, then the crowds claim that they're Zionists. So they really have to go out and blast Israel and make all kinds of crazy accusations against Israel in order to maintain popular support. And I hope that, this is just a fringe, but if it's the entire Labor Party that's got this problem, that's pretty serious.
And it is a serious problem because, of course, the black population here in America is pretty much similar to that. And they've got a tremendous amount of political power in this country, whether they realize it or not. Over there, they obviously realize it and are using it. And this is not, by happenstance. This is what Muslims intend to do all over the world, and that is to go to countries, become a significant part of the population, and then become a significant player in the political system, and then eventually, of course, replace the political system with their own.
Yeah, well, I think there's an election this Thursday, maybe, in London, and the favorite to win is somebody named Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
They're going to have their first Muslim mayor.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show last night. That's right. Then there are terror plots being thwarted in Rome, at the Vatican, and where, Abe?
In your backyard.
Oh, my
Lord. Miami.
Miami. Tell us about them.
Apparently, there was a terror plot that was thwarted in Miami. The details are murky, but what's been leaked so far is that the main suspect is a convert to Islam, and that he was planning on throwing explosives into a North Miami synagogue on Friday night, which was also happened to be the beginning of the last day of Passover. So I guess it was expected to be pretty crowded.
Right.
Somehow the FBI got wind of this, and they did some kind of sting, and details to follow. We really don't know too much.
Boy. So that was a plot that was set to go off. I want to just reiterate this. A plot that was set to go off in Miami, North Miami, this past Friday, by a Muslim convert, someone who's converted
Correct.
Into the cause, so to speak.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we think we know so far.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. What about the plot in the Vatican, Rome?
In Rome, ISIS, apparently, there was an ISIS cell that was apparently plotting an attack against the Vatican and against Israel's embassy. I don't know the details of how it was stopped. I don't know if they've released the details of how it was stopped, and I don't know how just where this what was involved in the plot. But it made news. Apparently, it was something.
Mm. Was that set to go off last week too? Do you know?
I don't know. Don't know when. I don't know if there was a set time.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for updating on that. We got to go to you in Seattle to find out what's going on here in Miami. How about that for you? But that's why we rely on you, Abe, and we really appreciate you. All right. Well, listen, you enjoy your stay here in the United States. Are you going to still be here for a little while?
I'll be here, be in Seattle for a few more days, and then up in New York through the weekend, and then back to Israel.
All right. No more riots now, okay?
I'll try to keep peace.
You instigator, you. All right. Well, you travel safely, and we'll be praying for you and Israel. Thank you so much, Abe Katzman.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Once again, you can find Abe Katzman at his website. That's abekatzman.com. Or once again, just go to our website where we're linked with Abe and a lot of other great folks. But you'll find Abe Katzman at AmericanAdversaries.com. All right? It's real easy. Just remember, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we will be right back. right, welcome back to the show, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, I hope you will join us at one of our events this week. I'll go over them a little bit more at the top of the hour. But we'll be at BizFest tomorrow, the Debbie Turner Cancer Center on Wednesday here in Apopka. And then Thursday, of course, is our taco eating contest at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. But something else going on here in the month of May that I hope you will help us out with. We talked about this a little bit last week, but tonight we're officially kicking off our month-long recruiting drive, where we would like to recruit at least 100 of you, 100 more of you, I should say, into our American Adversaries Army. And it's real easy to do. You just go to our website. I've got James Buckland in the studio with me right now and Kathy Santomassino. They help. Actually, they put together the website because I'm about as dumb as a stump when it comes to this sort of thing, and as everybody around here knows. But James has really souped up our website. Actually, just started from scratch and built a great website. It's at AmericanAdversaries.com, and that's where you can go to join the American Adversaries Army. James, once again, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris.
So tell folks how easy it is to join the Army. Say they go to American Adversaries. Now what do they do?
Go to www.AmericanAdversaries.com, and it will actually take you to a sublink we have called Radio. So instead of the long name, it actually goes into a radio spot here. Then you click on the subscribe link. And on the subscribe,
that's right at the top of the homepage.
Top of the homepage, there's a sticky menu that stays up there no matter what page you're on.
So you can go from any page to any page.
You can navigate to any page. And the one link that you want to click on to subscribe to the Army is the subscribe link, and it will take you to Uncle Chris.
Uncle Chris. Actually, it looks a little bit more like Macbeth. We'll call up Uncle Mike.
Go Uncle Sam.
The twins.
Yeah, that's right. And we need you. And, right. You know, this is, look, folks, this is the radio business in this day and age. As I've told you before, we don't get paid by the radio station. We pay the radio station. That's the way radio business is these days. But it's not unique to us. Most of the programming you hear on weekends, for instance, is of that nature. They call it brokered shows. But if you listen closely, the big guys do pretty much the same thing. Limbaugh's got his Limbaugh letter, right? You subscribe to that. Medved's got his history things. Prager's got his thing. Glenn Beck's got his whole doggone network. And now he's in big trouble. Glenn Beck is broke. He was talking about it on his show the other day, and he's overextended himself. But the point is that we're businesses. Okay, we're not employees; we're businesses, and we have to have revenue to make the business work. You know, that's how can you have a business if you don't have revenue? Now we have advertising and sponsor revenue, yeah, but we need a broader revenue stream. That's why Limbaugh did what he did. That's why all the guys do what they do. That's why we're doing this, and we're asking for your help. And we're not asking for donations. You can donate if you like. That we have a place on the website where you can simply make a donation, and it can be of any amount that you like. But what we really want is for you to join our Army and be a part of what we're doing. And so that when you listen every day, you go, you know, I'm a part of that. I'm a piece of that action right there. What you hear right there, I'm a piece of that. Okay, that's what we want. And if you go to this subscribe page, you'll see a chart there. Can you describe that to them, James?
Sure. This is a subscription comparison chart. It basically spells out what you get or what benefits that you have based upon what
level you come in at.
Level you come in at, right. So if you want to be an enlistee, you get a newsletter and a bumper sticker. If you want to be an officer, you can get a bumper sticker, a newsletter, and dog tags.
Cool dog tags.
Right. And you also get the
coupon. It's actually a gift certificate.
Gift certificate, right.
You'll get
every 6 months.
You'll get a $10 gift certificate to Cafe Positano every 6 months. Now, that pays for 2 months of that level. Right.
Correct.
If you use it. And then if you come in at the general level, you'll get all of those, and you'll get a T-shirt as well.
Right.
And that's an American Adversaries T-shirt on a My Liberty Threads American-made shirt. And you'll also get a $10 gift certificate once every 3 months.
3 months, right.
So that pays, once again, for 2 months of the subscriptions. It's $5, $10, and $20 a month. And once again, these proceeds are going to go to help keep us on the air. Job one is keep us here. Job two is to get us on the air and is everywhere, or as many places as we can. And job three is to get more air time, period.
And can I interject something, Chris?
You have to do it quick, coming up on the break.
Our goal is also to support the organizations that we're very passionate about.
Yeah.
That's a very integral part of the show.
Right. You know who they are. They're Honor Flight, True Life Choice, Who Will Stand. We're out of time. We'll come back on the other side and talk more about this. Please stay with us, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show if you're just now able to tune us in. In either case, we thank you so very, very much for listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart. I'm not alone in here anymore. Still have James Buckland in here. He's our new web guy. I mean, I should say he's the guy who put together our new website. And we also have Kathy Santomassino. She's our Intel Brief / newsletter editor and also helped design this new website. Certainly hope you will visit us there at AmericanAdversaries.com. We also have in the studio with us now John Barros of WhoWillStand.net, and we're fixing to tell you how you can visit his website from our website. And Nicholas Cicero is still on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is still the number. And the poll question is still out there for those of you who have downloaded the free WORL-FM-AM app into your smart device. Right, Nick?
That's correct, Chris. And the poll question we have up there today is, should commercial travel between the U.S. and Cuba be allowed at this time? And looks like a big chunk of the audience saying no at 92% at this point.
It went up since last we checked. All right, we'll give you the final tally before we go off the air tonight. If you were listening during the news break, you heard that, and of course Nick told you earlier, that the first cruise ship in, what was it, 30-something years or what, more than that, wasn't it, that landed down there in Cuba? Anyway, that's the poll question for tonight, so please take part in that poll. And, of course, we're asking you to take part in the American Adversaries Army. We were talking about this before we went to the break. We've got our new website up and running, and today we're officially kicking off our month-long May Day. It's May Day, May Day. Actually, we're not going down. We're not in trouble or anything, but we would like you to join us at some point during this month. We've got a recruiting drive we're going to push this month. To try to get at least 100 of you to 100 more of you to join the American Adversaries Army. You can come in at three levels. It's easy to find us. Once again, just go to AmericanAdversaries.com on the home page. They do what again when they get to the home page, James?
Click on the link at the top of the page labeled subscribe.
Subscribe, and that takes you to the recruiting office, and you'll see a chart there that you will see what you will get during the month of May. Now, this is going to change after the month of May. In other words, if you become a member of the American Adversaries during the month of May, you will get certain things that you may not get later on down the line, because these offers will be changing. But if you sign up right now at the enlistee level, that's only $5 a month, actually $4.97. You will get our intel briefs, and you're going to get a cool new American Adversaries bumper sticker. And if you come in at the officer level, that's the $9.97 or $10 a month, if you will. You'll get those things. You'll also get some cool dog tags, and you'll also get, with your name on it, by the way, and you'll also get once every six months, you'll get a $10 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. If you come in at the general level, you'll get all of those things, including a cool American Adversaries t-shirt on a My Liberty Threads American-made shirt, and you'll also get every 3 months that $10 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And as I was explaining before the break, and please indulge me if you heard it then, but this is our show is a business. We're a business. We're not employees of the radio station. We pay the radio station. The advertisers that you hear on here, they pay us, and they sponsor our show, and then we pay the radio station. And that's okay, but we would, of course, like to have a broader revenue stream so that we can do more things. We're obviously doing what we're doing, but we would like to do more. We would like to take this show into other markets. We would like eventually to have more airtime. Believe it or not, we got more to talk about than we have time for every night. And we want to be able to help other organizations, as Kathy Santomassino was saying during the break. We help a lot of organizations around here. Now, I don't mean that we give them a lot of money. I mean, sometimes I give what I can to these organizations, but the main thing is we give them airtime. We give them exposure. We give them a voice. And if you help us, you help them. And how can they find out some of these organizations I'm talking about, James?
At that same menu, you can click on the link labeled Liberty Links.
Liberty Links. And that's a cool one because I picked out the picture.
I picked out the name.
and we all picked out the flag. And it's a cool page. And the links are listed there. And what we did was we purged the old website because there were some links in there that basically I thought were outdated. So I wanted to sort of narrow it down. But we will be adding more links to this. But these are some of the organizations that we are helping out. Wounded Officers Initiative, Honor Flight. Once again, we give them a voice. We give them a megaphone. Believe me, folks, most of these organizations who come and are on our show, and you know because you listen to talk radio, they don't get that kind of exposure on other radio shows. They don't. And we try to give them as much of a voice as possible. And so if you help us, you help them indirectly because you help that megaphone stay out there. So, and by the way, John's organization, whowillstand.net, is on one of our links there. And John's on this show. John, how many other radio shows do you get invited to be on?
None. Are you kidding me?
Which I find, to be honest with you, quite outrageous considering what you're doing. You know, there are other conservative radio talk shows in this town who have not reached out to you, aren't there? And now, you're not the only counselor who does this. How many of the other counselors do you think have been on radio recently?
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
No, it's too controversial. Everybody wants to stay politically correct. And so a guy like me, to be on a show, now you're going to have me twice a month, is unheard of. I mean, all my friends around the country, because I'm very intertwined with other people,
very well connected,
and they can't believe that
they cannot believe what we're doing here in Orlando.
That's correct.
And the reason I have John on this show, because the guy is as authentic as the day is long. And I know he gives all the credit to God, which is where it really belongs, but it wouldn't happen if he wasn't out there on the street. And that's what we do here, folks. And that's what you would do if you would join the American Adversaries Army and help us out. That's what you would do. You would be helping John because you would be helping us and these other people, these other organizations at the Liberty Links page on our website. We have Dan on the line right now, so let me go to Dan. Dan, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and tell you that I listen to you guys every night. I'm a conservative and a big-time Trump supporter, and I'm going to join. I'm going to go in the House right now and join the general part. And because you guys are the only radio station that I listen to, and I listen to all of them except for Glenn Beck and the rest of those guys that don't know what they're talking about, that would actually get behind Trump and voice your opinion instead of sit in the fence. So I just want to commend you, and I want to encourage all the listeners to get on your train, if you will, and help you guys out, and let's get this going.
Well, God bless you, Dan. Thank you so very much for that. I really do appreciate it, and we're going to make it worth your while, my friend.
And you already have, sir. You already have. Every day. Every day you do.
Well, I really do appreciate that, and thank you so very much, and we have every intention to keep it up. Go Trump.
I have two words to say. Go Trump.
Go Trump. I got you, my friend. Amen to that. God bless you so much.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. And I want to thank George, who joined last week. He called the show, I believe it was last Tuesday or Wednesday, and he said similar things as Dan right there. And then he called the next day and told Nick he was going to join the Army, and sure enough, that night he joined the Army, and he will be getting tonight his first newsletter/intel brief. We like to use that military language. And he's going to get the other things as well. So it's that simple, and that's what's driving all of this, folks. Be honest with you, I'm not in this to get rich. I mean, if all that happens later on down the line, fine, great. But I'm just being where I feel I belong. And I want you folks to sort of have that same feeling, to know that you're, well, in a way, making a difference, right? So AmericanAdversaries.com is the website, and the recruiting page, the Liberty links, and we got a lot of other great pages on there, too. Let's just go through them again real quick, James, while we got it right set up right here.
Okay.
We got the homepage, and then what else we got?
After the homepage, you can actually listen live.
Yeah, the listen live button is right there, front and center on the homepage. You hit that 24/7, and you will get whatever is streaming live at that time on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. It may be us if it's during our time. If it's during the afternoon, it's Dennis Prager. In the morning, it's Michael Medved or Hugh Hewitt. You get the idea. After us tonight, it'll be Larry Elder. Okay, and by the way, because there's no Rays game tonight, Larry Elder will be here live on the airways as well. But that's on the homepage. You'll also see a picture of Mike and I here in the studio. Then from there, you can obviously, as we told you earlier, you can go to all the other pages. We also have our sponsors listed right there on that homepage. If you would like to be a sponsor of the show, of course, you would be listed as well. Now, if you cannot afford or for whatever reason, don't think radio advertising itself is for you, but like our website and would like to advertise on our website, we're going to offer advertising on our website as well. We're going to call it the American Adversaries Bulletin Board, and you will be able to buy a piece of our bulletin board, and it'll be very reasonable. And once again, all of this is meant to keep this show going and keep us in a position where we can help other organizations and great folks like John Barros. And that's the intent here, folks. This is not any kind of get-rich-quick scheme or anything like that. This is simply to keep going what we got going. And this is a business, and it has to be a revenue-producing business. And obviously, if you've ever been in business, the more revenue streams, as they call them, the better. James, what else do we got on there? Can people hear our archive on here?
They can hear the archive. We have now the link that actually goes to the archives. It's on a link that actually goes to all of your archives in the past. So they're actually hosted remotely here from...
check that out. It says Audio Archives, and that's where you can hear shows like last night's show.
Right.
And any other shows that we have put up on air. And by the way, not all of our shows are in the archive, because we've been on the air now over 5.5 years, and when we got around to archiving the shows, we'd already been on the air about 2 years, and we're slowly going back, and eventually we hope to have them all on there. I do have CDs, big old box full of CDs at home for all all the shows, and eventually we will have them all up there. But for the past 3 years or more, they are all up there solid. And we've even gone back. We put up the first show. We put up our Halloween special, our War of the Words. That one's in there as well. So we've got a few of them in there. And once again, it's all at our new website. And it's real easy to navigate, real easy to use, and I invite you to go there at any time. We're going to be much more active in adding stuff. We've got, for instance, our Wall of Fame that we're going to be adding pictures to, right, Kathy?
We have quite a few from Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night when we saw the special screening of Black Hawk Down with Colonel Danny McKnight and four of his Rangers who were on that mission that evening, that night, and that day with him. And it was a very special evening, let's just say that. And it was an honor and privilege to be there, and you'll see some pictures of us that night. So that's the sort of thing that we're going to be adding on a regular basis. You can also communicate with us through this, right, James?
That's correct. They can comment on any page that they see.
How can they do that?
At the bottom of each page, there's a comment area, and any postings that we post, like even in your blog area, if they want to comment on something that you made a remark for,
yep,
they could comment on that as well.
That's right. If you want to tell me I'm full of it, that's one way to do it. And I don't mind either. I've been hearing that all my life. So that's par for the course. But once again, AmericanAdversaries.com. Now, James is going to be joining us each Monday. So if you have questions, a specific question about the website, you can call when James is here. I probably can't answer it. Now, he can. So when he's here, if you have specific questions or if you want James to help you with your website, you can do that as well. And if you like good baked goods, sweets especially, you're going to want to visit his wife's gourmet bakery, the Dreamy Cakes Gourmet Bakery, which is going to be opening very soon in Sanford. And it is, guess where you can find it?
It's on the website.
On the website. Right. And what's going to be Dreamy Cakes Gourmet Bakery's main item?
Anything baked. She made some outstanding croissants over the weekend. It was just amazing.
I know. Amazing. See, I envy James because he's like the guinea pig for his wife, right? She's baking right. All this great stuff, and he gets to try it, right?
Yeah, I get to try it.
So Dreamy Cakes Gourmet Bakery, that's where, in Sanford?
Yes, and it's at 114 West 2nd Street.
114 West, that's right downtown Sanford there. Mm-hmm. And I know John's going to be in there quite often, right?
Now that I know about it.
And it is a bakery where you can go in and sit down and have a cup of coffee and have your Danish or whatever.
That's right. We're actually going to be serving coffee in a French press.
What does that mean?
It's mean where you take the coffee grinds and you put it into hot water. And then you use a strainer to strain it out. And you're actually going to have the strainer so you can serve it right at your table.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's an experience. It's the best coffee, too.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You can get it as strong as you like.
Mm. All right. Okay. So, AmericanAdversaries.com. And please, do like Dan and join the American Adversaries Army. He said he's going to join at the general level. And so we're going to start calling him General Dan. But just recruit, officer, or general, just join the Army, please. And we're going to do our darndest to make you glad you did. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about our website. We're going to talk more about John Barrows, what he's been up to over the last couple of weeks, and what he was up to over the weekend. He had a big day Saturday.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Once again, thanks for being with us tonight. John Barrows normally stands on the sidewalk Monday through Friday, but Saturday he was walking on the sidewalks, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, True Life Choices had their walk-a-thon
Their annual walk for life.
Yeah, over at Blue Jacket Park over in Baldwin Park.
Yep.
And I was pretty amazed. I got to meet so many people that are part of this whole team of protecting life, and they are a very important part of that because, you know, they offer ultrasounds, which, by the way, they just got another ultrasound machine. They're trying to move into closer down to downtown,
right?
To get away from, like, they're over by Edgewater High School now, but
right.
They're trying to get downtown to a better location. And it was just so amazing to meet so many people that were there walking, and they raised, I don't know if it's a lot of money, but it was like close to $90,000.
That's a lot of money.
Heard. Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
But they give out so much money.
Yeah,
every year it's gone. It's not like they're like businesses where they make money and they get to hold it and do whatever they do with it. This all goes out back out immediately.
Right,
back out to girls that need help, and they're just the most awesome bunch. So. Yeah, I was very happy for them, very happy.
And you said there was a little girl there that raised almost 10% of the money.
From what I understand, yeah. There was a 12-year-old girl that I, if I'm not mistaken, had raised $8,000 to do that, which is...
I need that little girl in my organization.
I wish I could have met her.
I'm telling you what, she's a go-getter, isn't
yes,
she?
Yes.
But obviously she feels strongly about what she's doing.
Yes. There's just so many people that they help. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, that's the thing about your show, honestly. These people should sign up to be whatever those different levels were to support your show, because your show supports things that other people don't support and that are very needy. And you are very needed.
Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
You know, I'm going to have to get with Roxy, the Park Avenue knockout there, because if she has downloaded, or if she would just download the free WORL-FM-AM app, she could listen to us on her smart device when she's getting her nails done, when she's getting her hair done, when she's getting anything done, right? All right. So please download that free app. I'm Christopher Hart. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We have in the studio with us this afternoon John Barros, who's now going to be with us every other Monday. And we also have in the studio with us James Buckland, and he's built us out a new great website. This website, this is rocket technology, and we were riding a bicycle before. And Kathy Santomassino, who helped design the website and tweak it out, and she also edits our Intel Brief/newsletter and helps out behind the scenes tremendously. And she's also now part of our Sunday evening lineup. She's in the studio with us as well. I mentioned earlier that Wednesday... Now, once again, tomorrow we're going to be at BizFest, and if you own a business and you want to be a part of BizFest, it's free to attendees. You can still sign up tonight, or just stop by tomorrow. If you don't sign up, it's no big deal. You can still come by. We'll be there all afternoon tomorrow at the Fashion Square Mall at the National Entrepreneur Center, which is located right by the parking garage between Sears and Penny's. And once again, it's free. So we'll be there at the BizFest tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to be doing our taco eating contest. And John Barros has said that he's going to try to make an appearance there. We'll set him a plate at the table. And also then Wednesday, now sandwiched in between Wednesday, we're going to be at the Debbie Turner Cancer Center. The Salem Media Group here, WORL-FM, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and WTLN 950 and 104.9. We're going to be doing live remote broadcasts over there this week. We'll be there Wednesday. The other shows will be there all week long. The Big Tuna himself, Big Jim Turner, is going to be there with Our Hometown, his show, all week long, doing live remote broadcasts to support their carathon. Now, this carathon is to raise funds for the Debbie Turner Cancer Care and Resource Center. They're a 501c3 nonprofit, and their mission is to, and I quote now, diminish or eliminate the suffering of cancer survivors, caregivers, children, and families through community involvement and resources to establish and maintain hope. They provide, for instance, salon services with wigs and prosthetic fitting areas. They have a kids' rooms where they have games and toys that they can play. They have a full-service library. They provide transportation to treatments for people who can't get there themselves. And they also provide help and info for caregivers who are going through of course, the people who have the disease are going through hell, but so are the caregivers, believe me. We all know, because we've all been touched by this disease in one way, shape, or form. My father succumbed to cancer in 1978 when I was only 19 years old. He was 71 at the time, but nonetheless, sure do miss Dad. This will be broadcasted live from the Debbie Turner Cancer Care and Resources Center tomorrow through Friday at various times, as I said, on 1520 WBZW. That's with the Big Tuna himself, and 105.5 FM and AM 660, The Answer. Now, the center is located at 229 East 5th Street in Apopka, and that's located exactly right next door to, what's it again, the barbecue place?
Porky's. Barbecue.
I always want to say Popeye's. It's Porky's Barbecue. And just follow your nose, okay? And that will lead you there. We will be there doing the show live from 5 to 7. It is a carathon. They are a nonprofit. Once again, this is an organization that we're trying to help. And you can do it. It's real easy. Just go to AM 660 The Answer Facebook page or AM660TheAnswer.com. Either way, you can help out there. You can also use your mobile app to help out. Real easy to help out in terms of a way to help. Now, if you can just provide the substance to help, we would really appreciate that. I know I'm asking a lot from you today, folks. I know I am. But this is one of the things that we want to continue to be able to do, is help out organizations like this. That's why I'm asking you to help us out. But then, of course, I'm also asking you to help them out. And I tell you what, if you only got $5 a month even, give it to them, okay? Because this is a terrible disease, and it touches every family. It does not leave any of us alone. In one way, shape, or form, it will bring sadness to our hearts. So let's do what we can. And once again, this Debbie Turner Cancer Center provides relief for people right here in our own community. It's kind of like what John does. He's doing stuff right here. He's helping save lives right here. You always start at home. You know, you always start close by. If you can help people close by, you get them situated, then we reach out a little bit farther. But you start right here, and that's what we're doing here tonight and every night that we can. So Debbie Turner Cancer Center Wednesday, BizFest tomorrow, the taco eating contest on Thursday, where we'll top it off with a lot of fun. And by the way, our remote broadcast is just going to be the start of the fun that night, because they have a live rock and roll band play classic rock comprised of 5 Winter Springs police officers. That's right. In their off-duty time, they play rock and roll to relieve the stress, I would imagine. So please do come out and join us. All right. Once again, I still have James Buckland here in the studio, and Kathy's here, and John Barrows is here. If you have any questions while James is here today, and he'll be here each Monday during this month to answer any questions about our website. And once again, we're going to be tweaking it as we go along. This is not a one-and-done deal. This is something that's alive now. We're going to keep it live and keep adding to it, and we want you to help us do just that. But, John, since we saw you last, there's another court now that has put a hold on this 24-hour waiting period thing. Is it changed up now the way they do handle things at the clinic again down there?
Yeah, and it's so crazy because it's like you guys talk about all during the week is about how the courts get involved on laws and try to shoot them down. The laws that the people
Or make them up.
Yeah, and that's what has happened with this law again. Now the Supreme Court has put it on hold to possibly hear it or not hear it or whatever they do, but it's on hold right now. And I know a lot of people were trying to say, oh, that 24-hour thing isn't helping at all. But I'll tell you this. The guy that runs those clinics called me that Saturday morning.
Called you?
Called me. Laughing and joking and saying, we always win. He was so happy that
the court had put this stay.
No longer had to do the 24-hour thing.
So
people that don't think it was working, the people that run the clinic sure thought it was working because they were so ecstatic.
They were so happy when it was put on hold again.
That's correct.
And obviously they wouldn't have been happy if it wasn't doing any good. Mm-hmm. Well, that tells you something right there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was sponsored by our own Jennifer Sullivan right up the street here.
Yeah, she's an angel.
Yeah, she is. She's doing, just like you, doing the Lord's work out there in her own way. Well, since we saw you last, give us a good news story. Do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, we got tons. I mean, the last Friday, I always love these because it happened on Friday and then it happened again today, is we had two men show up. And when I say that, I say because men don't show up there. You know, when a facility has a record like that, and I'll run it down again because people don't realize, but the guy that owns this place, his name's James Pendergraft. He's a convicted felon. He spent time in prison. His license is suspended for the fifth time indefinitely, his medical license. He owes the state of Florida $140,000 in fines, and he was found guilty of destroying a young lady and fined $36 million. So the money, he can't get the money out of there that he used to. So a couple months ago, I'm watching the news, and I see there he is in orange clothes. And I go, what is going on? And he got arrested up in South Carolina again for manufacturing and sales of dangerous drugs. And while they were searching his van for more drugs, illegal drugs and money, they happened upon a bag filled with bloody abortion tools and with pieces of babies on them, and now they're building a case up there for him doing.
And what did the sheriff call him?
I can't remember, but
The traveling.
The traveling abortionist. That's all you got to type in is two words, traveling abortionist, and you'll see that everything I told you is the truth. But so guys bring girls in here with this, and since the owner's not allowed to work there anymore, he's got an 83-year-old man that he's hired by the name of Randall Whitney that comes in. And he's been drug out the front doors in handcuffs twice, arrested for battery on women he was given abortions to. And so I preach that, and I warn girls of that, and these guys that bring them in. And these guys could care less, even though they will admit right to your face that they wouldn't bring their dog to a vet with a record like this. They'll bring these girls.
But
all this to say that last Friday, a guy came out of the clinic, let his lady out. I preached there for about 40 minutes in front of the window. They can hear everything. And he came out and walked over. This is the first time in all the years I've been there. And walked over, stuck his hand out, and shook my hand and said, thank you. Thank you, thank you, man. And then today, there was a girl that went in, and her head was hung low. It's like you could tell she really didn't want to do it.
She was ashamed.
Yeah, but I think that she also didn't want to. And and so I started preaching, and then next thing I know, she had parked out on the sidewalk, out on the curb right by my van. And next thing I know, after preaching for about 20 minutes, I hear some noise in the car, and out pops this guy. And he walks in. He is like running. It was like God had just smacked him. And he said, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And he had been laying there with his windows down, and he heard. But this is so rare, I can't tell you. And that's why it's so, you asked about something good. That is massively good to see two guys stand up and become men, protect their ladies and take care of their children. You know, this is Mother's Day week.
That's right.
I mean, everything goes on like steroids for these girls that do this. You know, Planned Parenthood tells us that 70% of girls that have abortions will contemplate suicide over it at some point in their life. It's like the dirty little secret of abortion. They need a lot of help. They really, truly do.
And they pass this off as women's health care.
Right, and these guys could care less. They're just around for the party girl. They're gone. Planned Parenthood again tells us 80% of guys that bring girls to abortion clinics are gone within 2 months because they're not there for that girl.
Right.
That's not the same girl, the party girl that they went in there with any longer. And I see it all the time. I have moms and dads, brothers and sisters come down and beg me to never leave because they lost their daughter or they lost their sister to suicide after having an abortion in that building.
Mm.
It's not what people think, ever.
Yeah, that's what John does, and that's why we try to help John out as much as we can. He needs as much help as he can get. And by the way, you can visit him at whowillstand.net, or once again, go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, to the Liberty Links page where we're linked up, and you can go directly there from our website. And by the way, are you on our website anywhere, James Buckland?
Am I on there?
Yeah, no. Are you on there?
No, not yet.
All right, well, we need to get him on there. But his wife's Dreamy Cakes Gourmet Bakery is on there, so you can see the storefront, and they've got a really nice ad on our website. So please do check it out. Well, you know, I know every day it's a new day of hope for you, but it must be especially gratifying when you do get those moments like that, like you were just describing.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you when you get those girls that go in there and they're so thinking that there's no other way, that this is what they have to do. But then when God opens their eyes and delivers them out of there, and then when I get the text to come to Winnie Palmer to see the little baby, you know, and they will sit there every time, and there's two things they'll say. Say, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there. And the other one that they say is, I can't imagine my life without my baby already.
Wow.
It's just incredible. Because, you know, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, to correct those that are in opposition, if perhaps God would grant them repentance and open their eyes, that they might see the snare of the devil, having been taken by him to do his will. And when they're in there, they're blinded. And unless God moves, and he does move, he moves through the preached word. But unless he moves, you know, they're going to go on into a whole different thing. But when he does move in a girl's heart and she trusts him, oh, my goodness. There's never a happier mom that I know of ones that realize that God had pulled her back from making a horrible mistake.
All right, well, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, whowillstand.net is linked on our website to us, or we're linked to them, however you say that. Also, True Life Choice is one of our links as well, who John was mentioning earlier about the Walk for Life. True Life Choice provides free sonograms and other prenatal and postnatal services for women who can't afford them or people who just need them. And they also provide counseling services for people who have had abortions, men and women who have gone through that. They need help too. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you ever so much for being with us here tonight. Let's go take a couple of phone calls. We have Rick, who has been waiting on the line. Rick, thank you for your patience. I appreciate you calling and being out there.
Yeah, I have one thing I want to say to you and one thing I want to ask your guest. First of all, you know, the United States is always talking about, well, the Republican Party, I should say, is always talking about opening new markets. And I'm 100% behind what Obama did with Cuba. I don't understand why they should be so, a lot of them should be so against it. A few Democrats also.
Well, let me.
But I think it's a great thing that we've done it. It's very, very good. It's good for Florida in particular.
Well, let me answer.
God is against it.
Let me answer your question. It'll actually be good for tourists. I mean, they'll have a nice place to go down there. There will be some resort hotels built down there. But it's going to be kind of like Haiti or the Bahamas or some of those other places where you take the cruise ships to, and they say, okay, now don't go outside the resort area, or you do it at your own risk. The problem with what's going on in Cuba is what Obama has done is sort of the same thing as he did with Iran. He has now given these regimes legitimacy and the ability to last far longer than they may have otherwise lasted. In other words, he has now made it possible for the communist regime in Cuba to be there in perpetuity, because they will take those tourist dollars and put them in their pockets, and they will not filter down to the regular people of Cuba. And eventually, you're probably going to have violence down there, because the regular people of Cuba are going to wonder how come they're not getting a part of the action.
Well, Cuba is no threat to us, but Iran is. That's the difference.
Well, the difference, but the point being that they are a communist regime. They do not have our same values. They are mistreating their population, and we're going to make it possible for them to continue to do that long after the Castro boys are long gone.
That's why I agree with you 100%. I thought the Iran deal was awful. I thought it would be that money. But and when it comes to Cuba, I just don't agree with you on
that. All right. Well, you said you had another point, because I'm running short.
I want to ask your guest, Ted Cruz is against the rape and incest, which I think is absurd, but Trump is for it. Does he believe in the exceptions at all?
John, what
and also I like what he's doing, because he's not involving the government, even though I like what he's doing.
Amen to that. I appreciate that. John, what he's asking is, should there be any exceptions in a case of abortion?
I don't believe so. I know people want to say about incest or rape, but the big question becomes, should the baby have to die for the sins of his father?
All right.
You know, nobody's asking her to take that baby and live with it the rest of her life. If she couldn't, I know many, many, many girls that have and are doing fine and doing wonderful. I also know others that couldn't, and they gave them to another family that couldn't have a baby. So death doesn't always have to be. The liberals want to jump to death, the first place to go. I mean, they don't even want to look or think about anything else.
All right. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your call. I got to go now so we can take James's phone call. James, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out there, sir.
Hey, Chris.
Howdy.
A few weeks ago, I won one of the Cafe Positano coupons.
Oh, congratulations.
I wanted to let you know that I finally got around to going.
Ah.
I took an attorney friend of mine who's much more of a gastronome than I am, and we were both just delighted with the place. The servings were huge. I'm not a dainty eater. I'm 5'11", 200 pounds, so
you pack it away.
I've been known to put away for some food, but I only ate about half the serving and took the rest home. It was very good. He's on a low-carb diet, so he got a chef salad.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge as well, using the Donald Trump term.
Yep.
He was very satisfied with it and said he would definitely go back on his own to see Cafe Positano.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that testimonial. I know Pasquale Barba does as well. And I tell you what, James, just for that, stay on the line and give you Nick your address again. And you just got yourself another $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano.
That'll make up for
I'm
the guy last night answering your phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you, James.
Wow.
God bless you. We appreciate you being out there. And I tell you what, it is great food. And that chef salad he's talking about, McBath has started getting that fairly regularly there. He loves it. And it is. I mean, they really pile that stuff on. And Nostra Dennis gets it with grilled chicken. Mm. All right. And that's Cafe Positano. And we'll be back there in June to do another Eaton contest over there. But the Eaton contest this week is going to be at Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. You are invited. And one of the contestants is going to be, I don't know if I should keep this a mystery, but his initials are ND. And if you're a big fan of the show, you'll know who ND is. But ND will be there as one of the eating contestants. So come on out. If you don't know who I'm talking about, well, come on out and you'll see. But anyway, we'll be there doing that. And we'll be doing, of course, broadcasting live from the Tijuana Flats, and we will broadcast live the Eaton contest. So you will find out one way or the other who ND is. All right, well, we had a question about Cuba, and we got our poll question, which is about Cuba. Nicholas Cicero, give us the final number, please.
All right, well, unfortunately, people out there not agreeing with our caller, James, as...
No, that was Rick.
Rick, yeah. Excuse me. Yes, Rick. 71% are saying no, that commercial cruises from the U.S. to Cuba should not be allowed at this time.
All right. Well, we saw a good deal of action. First it went up, and then it went back down a little bit. All right. Well, that's what we like, though. We want to hear your opinions. There will be a brand new question there tomorrow. Once again, please visit AmericanAdversaries.com. Right, James?
That's right.
And it's real easy to do, and please join the American Adversaries Army if you can. And we really appreciate your efforts, and once again, thank you for being in the audience. And John, back at it tomorrow, I take it?
Yes, sir. Chris, again, I can't thank you enough for what you do. I don't think you realize what you do. There's people, I remember those guys that came in here. You remember Bobby and Don Karn?
Yes, yes.
The guy that ran the nuclear power plant forever?
Yes, yes.
They go all over telling everyone, I cannot believe I was on a radio program about sharing the gospel on the streets in Orlando. I mean, you're just doing things that just nobody does.
Maybe that's why we do them. I don't know. It just seems to me that that's why we're here.
Yeah, and you know what? This kind of stuff, this kind of religious liberty, this is what people shy away from today, this ability to be able to speak on open forums. And yet you do it. You're like the lone guy in the world, but you're doing it.
I got a great team and a great army and just great support structure that I could not do without. So, but thank you, folks, so very much for listening tonight. AmericanAdversaries.com. And don't forget BizFest tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
FM 105.5 at AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.